Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Introversion Podcast. It is Friday, September 3rd, 2021. At least that is when I am recording this. And hopefully we'll be doing a quick edit and posting of this episode by tomorrow, or perhaps Sunday at the latest. A few quick tidbits to mention. One is that I weighed myself at the gym the other day and was surprised to discover that I've actually lost another 7 pounds, which means I'm down from 194 back in February to 176, which is essentially just about back to my normal pre-pandemic weight. So that's cool. My gut...
You're looking at my gut, aren't you?
No!
Well, I'm working on it!
Still feels a bit pudgy, but I've already started implementing my new morning run routine the last couple mornings and will continue to do so as we are entering into this lovely spell of fall weather in Philly. And one more fitness bit, Fitbit, is that I jogged a mile to City Fitness's outdoor gym setup this morning and was able to have a really great upper body workout. And the beauty of that was the place was practically empty and no masks required. So I was able to breathe and push myself pretty hard, so that was really cool. And that'll be my new normal for the next couple weeks, at least, until my gym membership expires due to the dreaded vaccine mandate, as I mentioned before. But as I've stated throughout this year, I've gotten much better at handling the shitstorms that come my way, and I'm able to more quickly make it through my angry, knee-jerk, retaliatory phase and settle into more of a mindset of, how am I going to spin this or play the situation to my advantage? And for the time being, that means morning jogs and a couple weeks of working out at the outdoor gym. And one other cool tidbit from today, I became a supporting listener of Tom Woods, and I registered for his 2000th episode event in Orlando in October. So I am super stoked for that. And for the opportunity to finally meet both Tom Woods and the one and only Michael Malice. And apparently there will be a mystery guest. And I'm kind of hoping it is future president of the United States, Dave Smith. In all seriousness, I doubt he would win in such a corrupt two-party system, but he would certainly have my support.
Yes, honey, I love him.
Or maybe the special guest will be Dave Rubin? I don't know. We'll see. Either way, I am stoked. And having that to look forward to in October is really going to fuel my creative efforts throughout the month of September as I further ramp up the Introversion site and podcast, as well as hopefully launch my new portfolio site and reel, as well as launch my new experimental video art site, which I've mentioned about previously here on the podcast. Stay tuned for that. Definitely an ambitious agenda for me in September. But being as how there will be nothing for me to do in the city of Philadelphia other than go outside for a run or go get groceries, it's definitely possible that I could achieve everything I set my mind to this month as I embrace my solitary confinement and get cranking, doing what I do best. The Introversion Podcast itself is heading into overdrive as I'm recording this fourth solo episode in a row today. And I will be interviewing 3 guests in the next few days. Interestingly enough, 2 COVID-19 survivors. And my third guest will be Henrik, who just so happens to be a returning guest from episode 5 of the Introversion Podcast, way back when, in June 2020. Unlike that first recording, where we were pretty much on the same page about everything, now he's actually pro-vaccine mandate. And of course, I am quite against it. So this is going to be an interesting debate. Facts will fly. Will level heads prevail? We shall see. So stay tuned for that one and all 3 of these next guest episodes. It's going to be juicy. You don't want to miss. So yeah, if you're watching on YouTube right now, hit the like button for this video. And of course, the subscribe button to get notified as soon as all these great new episodes get published. And if you're listening on some other platform right now, I highly recommend you come visit the YouTube channel to start watching the episodes as opposed to just listening, since they're chock full of visual goodies and tomfoolery and whatnot. To get to the channel, just open up your YouTube app and do a search for Introversion Podcast, and you should be able to find us, or go to a web browser and type in youtube.introversion.com, which should forward you directly to the Introversion YouTube channel. Oh, so one other tidbit before I get into today's main topic. I received a YouTube comment the other day asking me to share a few words about the Olympics. So stay tuned for my thoughts on that after I discuss.
So what's the topic of discussion?
So this is another topic that kind of came out of nowhere today, but as many of you probably have heard me mention at some point, I hate writing. It's always a chore for me. It just, I feel like I write, I rewrite, I unwrite, I undo, I just rewrite, like just this process of just tweaking. And for some reason, I feel more comfortable doing it with design and art and painting, but not so much with writing. I don't know. It's just the process for me isn't as fun as doing something visual or with music or whatever. But for whatever reason, I was struck with inspiration this afternoon, and I just started writing. It started out just me having a topic idea that I wanted to jot down, and then I started writing some bullet points underneath it, and then I just kept writing and writing, and it just kept flowing. And my whole thing is, you know, when inspiration strikes, just go with it. Just ride that wave. You know, it usually doesn't come to me when it comes to writing, but it came to me today. So I was like, all right, let's just do this. So I just started writing and writing. And here's a little bit about what I was writing about. And that is today's topic. So yeah, today's topic, give and take. Give and take. Whenever someone does me a kindness, I immediately feel this need to repay them. But what I've come to realize is this is just my natural way of operating. And maybe this is the case for most people, but certainly not all people. In fact, it's been my experience that often the people who climb to the top, whether it be professionally or politically or whatever, their natural inclination is solely to take. And often with these people, they feign generosity with grandiose gestures shouted from the rooftops. But in fact, it's often an illusion of giving without actually doing so. Over the past 5 to 10 years, I've gained a keen awareness of these types of people and situations, and hopefully I've learned to not fall into the same traps where I give but not receive anything in return. Frankly, it's a peculiar phenomenon, this whole generosity thing, because the primary motivating factor when you're giving of yourself should not be to receive something in return, right? And yet, if time after time you're giving and giving and giving, often to the same person or company or whatever, in a perpetual paradigm of them taking your gift but offering you nothing in return, this is an unhealthy balance and you should identify it as such. This give and take premise can be applied across the board to virtually every aspect of your life, actually, not just people and relationships. Think about your job, your religion, your location, your hobbies, your education, and so much more. Are you giving more than you're taking? Phrasing it another way, are you putting more into it than you're getting out of it? I would argue that you should be at least breaking even or in that general vicinity. It's my contention that you will never be happy if you are always giving and never receiving. We should evaluate every sort of relationship we're in, whether with people or work or whatever, and determine whether or not there is a symbiotic relationship where it's not just,
is this good for the company?
But is it good for me too? And it is perfectly fine to ask that question. It is not, as some people would say, selfish to evaluate a situation and be like, is this good for me? Am I happy? Am I enjoying it? Is there anything in this for me? Like, that's okay. So if you are feeling like that is selfish, trust me, I've been through this with Christianity and all these things in the past. Like, that is somebody else's message and voice and brainwashing or propaganda, or it's some form of all of that where, you know, the thing is, if you feel guilty about taking care of yourself, you are ripe fruit for the greedy people of the world to take advantage of. For them to just completely eat and eat and eat away at you and get away with it because you never stand up for yourself. And anytime you might stand up for yourself or try to take care of yourself or put your own interests number one in your life, if you feel guilty about it, you'll never get there. you'll never truly stand up against those forces that would take advantage of you. So I just wanted to put that point forward before moving on. And piggybacking on my last episode, money. Remember, we should be thinking in terms of the currency of happiness, not just money. So if you're slaving away at your job year after year, or in a lopsided relationship where you're constantly giving but never receiving, or some other sort of imbalanced situation, remember to consider your happiness first and foremost. Because if you are not happy, in the end, you won't ultimately be good for anyone else. At best, you can keep laboring and giving, 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 but it will only benefit those who take advantage of your generosity. And shame on them for taking advantage of you, but in a way, perhaps you need to start realizing that you are enabling their greed. Not to victim blame here, but today's episode is not primarily directed at the selfish perpetrators who always take and never give. No, this message is more so for those generous souls who continually give of themselves without proper credit, reimbursement, appreciation, love, etc. It may not come to you naturally to ask others for help. It certainly doesn't come to me naturally. But it's something to consider getting better at if you find yourself continually frustrated in unbalanced situations. And for those who still have trouble taking, basically asking for favors or something in return after previously giving so much of yourself, perhaps the takeaway here, no pun intended, is just start giving yourself away to others less and less. I've found that this has been the easier option for me to set proper boundaries and give less of my time and energy and very self to others, especially those who have proven to not be worthy of it by failing to appreciate my presence in their lives. It's not my intention here to inspire you to become a selfish bastard. Hardly. You have to remember that this whole give and take thing is all a spectrum, ranging from extreme selflessness to extreme selfishness. And I'm speaking to people who are too deep on the selfless end. Or hey, if you're honest with yourself and you know you're far over on the selfish side, maybe this is a good opportunity right now for you to start thinking about how much other people, I mean very specific people in your life, have given to you and how little you've given back. But regardless of where you are in the spectrum, I just wanted to share these thoughts today as I think this give and take spectrum is something that affects all of us. And I especially hate to see people who give way too much of themselves becoming bitter and resenting those who they have given so much to over the years. Although I think the ideal balance would be each person giving and taking about the same amount in every relationship, I realize that as simple and straightforward as that sounds, it may be somewhat of a pipe dream. But at the very least, if we're all cognizant of the spectrum, we can personally examine our own give and take ratio and perhaps strike a better balance, whether it means you giving less or taking more. So that was my thoughts on today's subject, give and take. I'm curious, as always, to hear what you all think. If you have any comments, leave them on the YouTube video. I am working on a community platform, sorry for the vagueness, but I'm working on something that is going to be kind of more of an introversion community where you can more easily connect with me and we can chat about all this subject matter and these issues in life and 2021 life and just everything that is frustrating us and holding us back and, you know, all of the depth of the things that we get into on this podcast. And you know, every once in a while I have private conversations with some friends here and there and family who listen, but more and more and more, I would love to keep branching out and meeting new people and talking more about these things and getting a wide range of perspectives and just the whole thing. Like, I'm just like, the whole point of this introversion podcast is really just to go deeper and for me to be as forthcoming as possible, for me to be as honest as possible and vulnerable to a sense, you know, like this is not a small talk podcast. This is not a bullshit podcast. This is like me keeping it real every episode, every week. And when I have guests on, they keep it real too. And if they're kind of bullshitting, whatever, like I will try to steer it in a way where we get to the meat of the issue. You know, like it's one thing that frustrates me about watching, you know, I don't, not that I watch stuff anymore, but whether it's on CNN or Fox News or any of that stuff, like the interviews, a lot of time it's just a bunch of empty platitudes and vicious rhetoric. You know, this is my team versus their team, but like none of the specific points are ever really addressed in depth, and facts are never really presented in the moment, and like people aren't really pushed further or deeper, and it's just like they're usually like little 3-minute segments, and it's just like fuck that, right? So that's what we do here in the Introversion Podcast. We go deep, and I'd love for there to be more voices involved, and I'd love to hear what you, the listeners, are thinking. You know, if you want to send me an email, send an email to podcast@introversion.com. I mean, I'd love to hear sort of what you think about this give and take concept as a whole. And if you agree with me and you do get a sense of like there's this selflessness, selfishness spectrum, comment on YouTube or shoot me an email and just let me know, like, where do you think you are on the scale? You know, and does anything that I've said today, does that resonate with you? And like I said before, maybe you're a super selfish person and you take from people and you never give back anywhere near 50-50. And maybe this is a little bit of a wake-up call for you to hear about the other side, because here I am encouraging the selfless people to become more selfish in a sense. And I didn't talk about selfish people becoming more selfless. But maybe if you're on that end and you're honest with yourself, you know that. And, you know, but I think if we can bring people together in the middle of that spectrum, I think everyone would be better off, where every relationship would be healthier and more of a true give and take, you know? And that's what I'm all about, right? I'm all about more happiness and more thriving and more connection with people, whether it's just friends or lovers or, you know, work situations or whatever, you know? So anyway, all that being said, like I mentioned, Brian Punn on YouTube asked me, can you talk about the Olympics? No specifics, just wanted to hear some thoughts here and there. So to you, Brian, and to the audience in general, like I haven't really said anything about the Olympics. It's true. I guess it's long gone now. I mean, the fact that I don't even know when it ended pretty much tells the story of I did not watch 1 second of this Olympics. So in terms of the specifics of sporting events and coverage, like I really can't say anything about it. But the fact that this was the first Olympics in my entire life where I watched literally 0 seconds of any of it, to me, that is the story. That is the thing that I want to talk about the Olympics, is the fact that I had no desire to watch it. And I might flash up some statistics here if I'm able to look them up in time, but I believe this is one of, if not the most lowest rated Olympics ever since they started recording TV ratings or whatever. So if that is indeed the case, I will display it here, and I wouldn't be surprised. For me personally, and this goes beyond just Olympics, but this is the same thing with like the NBA, the NFL, like even the Premier League, which I love. To me, it's like whether it's sports or whether it's art or culture or whatever, it's like, well, I'm not even going to go into art and culture and movies. And I talk about movies a lot. I could go deep into that another time. So I'm going to stick focused here on sports. So, you know, so whether it's NFL or NBA, I feel like all of these things in the Olympics, it's like, it's become so politicized. And, you know, politicized used to mean red, blue, Republican, Democrat, whatever. But now it's like, it's more like Tim Pool always talks about the culture wars. It's really more about this, the culture wars. So it's somewhat political, but really it's just, okay, let me back up in a second and say, like I said, throughout my life, I've always watched the Olympics, especially as a kid. Maybe not as much in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so, but I would still tune in and watch. I would still keep tabs on what's happening. And the reason why I liked the Olympics before and I always got into it every year is, to me, it would always represented the pinnacle of human excellence. You know, like it would always inspire me to see these amazing human beings, men and women, achieve like just the best.
The best, Jerry, the best.
I mean, it's literally the world records. It is the fastest swimmers. It is the strongest men. It is the, you know, the most elegant, acrobatic gymnasts. It's the best of the best. And to me, it goes to this whole larger point of we have been drifting away from meritocracy for a while now. And when you start getting into this whole like socialist communist mindset where it's like they talk about equity, right? Not equal opportunity, but equity. And this concept of equity is like, oh, we're all the same. Everything is equal, right? And whether it's like a work situation or education or sports, it kind of flies in the face of reality, because reality is everyone is different. Men are different than women. Women are different than men. There is a such thing as a man. There is such thing as a woman. And if you pit a biological woman against a biological man, it's not a fair fight. And that's not sexist to say that. You could literally just perform the experiment and do that. You know, take the best NBA player, take the best WNBA player, have them play one-on-one, and then let's just tally up the score at the end of that. That's my point. Obviously, the man, the best NBA player will always be the best WNBA player. But now it's become all of this messaging of, you know, Megan Rapinoe talking about wage equality between men and women. And it's now you've got transgender, like a biological male competing against other women, which is not fair to women, which is not fair to biological women at all. And my friend Brian, who I had on the podcast earlier, we quickly solved the problem and basically said, just have a separate transgender Olympics then. Just do that. But yeah, the point is there was a certain purity to it. I feel like, again, my life, my upbringing, it always used to be about meritocracy. It was a very aspirational society that I used to live in, which is basically, I wasn't there. Like, I was a 7-year-old or a 12-year-old, but it was like, okay, I'm not a pro athlete or anything, but it's like, I would push myself and work hard. And the Olympics always inspired me. Like, my workouts would always get that much better during the Olympics when I'm at the gym and I'm watching it on the TV. It's like, it would just push me that much harder to become a better version of myself, to get that much more fit. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm going to go out there and compete with Michael Phelps or be on the dream team in basketball or anything like that. Like, of course not. Like, those athletes have devoted their entire existences to their sport. And I was never willing or able to completely do that in any one area. And that's fine, like most normal human people. And I actually talk about this very thing in the Last Dance episode that I did, episode 23 of the Introversion Podcast. I talked about Michael Jordan's commitment to excellence and how it's literally insane, which I can respect, I can admire it, I can be in awe of it, but it probably brought along a lot of misery for him too, and a lot of wrecked relationships and drama and sadness and strife, you know, all that. So everything comes with trade-offs, but the point is, like, as a spectator of the Olympics or sports in general, that was always my experience of watching the Olympics and sports, is like, I just want to see the best. I want to see the best man, the best woman competing against other men and women. I mean, I guess politics would always come and go here and there as like a side story, you know, like these Eastern European countries and the Berlin Wall splitting East Germany, West Germany, like political things like that, but really not the way it is today. But yeah, the Olympics to me my whole life was like an inspirational experience. It was an aspirational feeling of watching the best and being motivated and inspired to become a better version of myself. And now, instead, it was like I would listen to Megan Rapinoe and I would see her, you know, bitch and moan about this and that and, you know, complaining that she's a victim, you know, even though she's a rich, successful, she gets to play soccer for a living.
I think if you spend your day like Megan Rapinoe making millions of dollars by claiming that you're a victim of American society, and you kneel for the national anthem, and you think the American flag stands for racism and bigotry and homophobia, and then somebody is stupid enough to give you an American jersey to wear. I think me rooting against you is not rooting against the American flag. I think it's me rooting against the person who roots against the American flag. It really is that simple.
And people know her name. She has a level of fame and privilege, female privilege or whatever, and she can just mouth off and say whatever. And she complains and complains and complains. And like, to me, that little bit of satisfaction that I got out of it is when I heard at the very beginning that Sweden destroyed the U.S. national team 3-0. And the pleasure that I took in that really revealed to me how I've lost that feeling of patriotism for America. Like, that's the other aspect I didn't mention about this. But when I was younger, I used to feel sort of proud to be an American, and I would root for USA and feel like, yeah, like our team's winning. And, you know, that kind of whole simple childlike mindset. But now I was like, I'm glad the U.S. women's national team lost. And I just looked it up, and apparently they got the bronze in the end. So, you know, but I'm glad, I'm just glad they didn't win, you know, because it's just the attitude and the arrogance, you know. And I think it's just like a lot of the ego and the bravado of some of these athletes. Like, it seems like it becomes more about them and their egos and their public image and their Twitter profiles and all this stuff more than it is about the honor and the privilege to represent your country. You know, but that goes on to a whole nother issue of like American identity or national identity in general. Like, I don't know what the feeling is like in other countries. I still get this general sense in my mind that French people are proud to be French, that Brazilian people are proud to be Brazilian. But I feel like in America, you know, which is what I'm more familiar with, like, I don't know, you know, I feel like it's kind of more of a red state thing to be patriotic and to put an American flag up and be like USA. But for blue state minded people, I don't know so much. Like, even though they got their guy Biden to win, there's still all these murmurings and grumblings about, oh, America, it's a racist country and America sucks and America, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, it's weird for me to talk about because like, I'm not even the most super patriotic guy in the world. So I'm not that red state USA chanting, USA flag bearing dude who's obnoxious about it. In fact, I've been in other countries when I traveled in Japan and Germany, and I would look at Americans there, and like, they would usually be the ones who were obese and overweight and loudmouth and brash. And I was like, ugh, kind of ashamed to be an American. And I felt more pride for the Japanese people because they were more civil and polite and articulate and intelligent seeming and just kind of, I don't know. Like, it's weird for me because I'm not Japanese or German, but I just felt like the German people were better, or the acting better, let's say. Their behaviors were better than Americans. So, yeah, it's a weird thing, you know, but it's like how proud I am to be an American. I don't know. Like, I'm not ashamed of being an American, but I just think people go overboard with it. You know, like, of course America has their problems, but every country has their problems, you know, like, how much does it affect most people's normal lives? I would argue not that much. You know, I'm a brown person of color. I've dealt with some racism here in my life, but whatever. It's a lot harder for me as a kid growing up in the military, but as an adult, the bigger picture, it's like things just don't faze me as much in general. Like, even if I go down the street and some KKK guy calls me a name or whatever, I'm like, wow, what an asshole that guy is. To me, it's saying more about the asshole who's racist than it is about me, the person that they're trying to insult, you know, because I'm just like, in that sense, I feel above racism. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm saying it is there, but I'm like, who gives a shit, you know? But I don't know. I'm kind of bouncing all around here, a little bit about the Olympics, a little bit about American identity and racism and all these things. But to sum up my answer, to kind of reiterate here, basically, like, I didn't watch any of the Olympics because my impression going into it was that it was so much more about all this garbage surrounding the politics and the social justice and the identity politics and all these other kind of social garbage, cultural, and not to mention the whole COVID stuff. And, you know, I used to love watching the parade, and I get to see all of these faces and people. What do people in Botswana look like? What do people in Djibouti look like? What do people from Yemen look like? It's just curiosity to see, because I don't get to see people. I mean, when I lived in New York City, I got to see people from all over the world. That's cool. But in general, if you're somewhere else in America, like everybody around you, you see is like white American, Mexican American, black, maybe some Indians and Asians, you know, but like there's a whole bunch of other types of people out there across the world. And I'd love to see them, not just their faces, but their outfits, their culture, like the pageantry, the music. Like that's why also why I love the World Cup, to see all of that. But if I was going to have to watch these delegations walk down in a parade and they're wearing masks and the commentators are talking about how are they doing with COVID in their country? And if that's the conversation, I'm like, look, you know, I've said this earlier in a previous episode, like sports and movies, and it's like, it's a form of escapism. I want to escape this COVID nightmare and just enjoy sport or art or something else to take my mind off of COVID. I don't want to watch sports and hear more and more and more about COVID testing. That athlete has it. Oh, they had to withdraw because of this COVID and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, factoring in the COVID and the identity politics and the social justice and all of these things and the transgender and all these things, I'm like, to me, it just felt like more about all of that stuff and less about the sport and the inspiring stories. So that's why I didn't tune in. So anyway, that was a few words about the Olympics and beyond, everything in the periphery of the Olympics, and basically explaining why I did not watch the Olympics this time. And I don't know the way society's going. I don't know if things are going to get better. I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be a cultural revolution or if things are just going to continue to deteriorate. But we'll see. We'll see. It's kind of something that I'm trying, in a way, not to think about as much, the deterioration of society, whether it's American society or around the world, because if I focus more on all that stuff out there, I find myself growing more pessimistic and more dark and more hopeless in general. So I'd rather just have a sense of what's going on out there, but instead focus on the parameters of my individual life and what I can control and what I can do. And like I mentioned at the top of this podcast, like, all right, you know, they're forcing unvaccinated people to wear masks in the gym and we're only allowed to be members till mid-September. I'm like, fine. Oh, you've created this other option months ago that I forgot about, where there's an outdoor setup where masks are not required for anybody and barely anybody's using it. I'm like, fine, I'll take advantage of that, do that. Getting more cardio in to run there and run home. Great. Problem temporarily solved. And I'll be doing that for another 2 weeks. And then after that, I'll pretty much just be running around the city. But I'm like, okay, maybe that's, you know, just me doing a little free weights and push-ups in my apartment and going for a run. Who knows? Maybe I will shape my physique even better doing this way, you know, as long as I improve my diet, you know. But my overall point with all of this is just like, look, I'm just trying to focus on myself and take care of myself and love myself and figure out a way to thrive in a world that I'm not too keen on. You know, I don't really like the way the world's going, but that doesn't have to mean that I don't like the way my life is going or myself is going or my body is going. Like, to whatever degree, I mean, apparently the my body, my choice thing has been thrown out. We've heard it all my life for abortion, but now when it comes to having a pharmaceutical company force you to receive their jab in order to participate in society, like now my body, my choice has been thrown out the window. So, but yeah, to whatever degree I can, I want to focus on my life and my body and my choices and what I can do to be healthy and also to thrive creatively, professionally, I'd say socially, but it's a big social zero for me these days. No dating life, no social life here. And it is what it is, but you know, as an introvert, it's something that I've sort of implicitly been admonishing my listeners and other introverts out there throughout this podcast, as y'all may have been picking up on. But basically, like, look, you know, love yourself. You know, which is kind of also the topic of today with give and take. It's like, love yourself, take care of yourself, you know, put yourself first. And it doesn't mean to be an asshole to other people, but it means love yourself first, respect yourself first. You know, don't give too much of yourself and your time and your money and your resources to other people because you will be empty. You know, no matter how generous of a person you are or how much you think you are, if you give and give and give and give too much of yourself, you will be empty at the end of the day. You know, you will start to feel bitter. You will start to resent, especially as time goes on, when you feel like it was not reciprocated, when people were not there when you needed them, when they didn't come through for you in the way that you were there for them. It's not a good place to be. So, you know, I encourage people to learn, if you're prone to that kind of thing, learn from my lessons of my life. And I've seen and known other people too who have been too generous with themselves and how it's hurt them. So yeah, that is my final word for today. It's just like, you know, the recurring theme with the podcast, but like, love yourself, take care of yourself. It is your body. It is your choice. It is your life. You know, I'm not saying it's easy, but whatever you can do to improve your life, to improve your situation, do it. You know, do it. I want to encourage you to, you know, follow your dreams, pursue your happiness. I mean, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? That's supposed to be the American way, and that's what I'm all about. I don't know that that's really America anymore. It's just a slogan, but I like that slogan. So life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you know? So anyway, that's it for today. Until next time, I think next up in the queue will probably be Tommy Danger back again and talking about getting
COVID-19.
Yep. And my next guest after that will probably be Tyler, who also got COVID, and then Henrik. So there's a lot in the queue coming up. So stay tuned. Of course, if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you refuse to watch on YouTube and you just want to listen, you know, whether you're on Spotify or Apple, just hit subscribe or hit follow on there. And if you are on Apple, I do include this in my little outro that I don't know if anybody still listens to that at the very end, but just do me a favor and give it a review. I think it's pretty easy. Like, you can just, there's star ratings, and if you just hit like 5 stars, and if you type in a few words, you know, just like, wow, what a great podcast. Or whatever you want to say, or just whatever you feel, however the spirit moves you. If the spirit moves you, let me move. Greatly appreciate it. It would really help the podcast to grow, and the more ratings we can get and the more positive reviews we can get out there. So I think that's only available on Apple's podcast platform. So if you listen to it on some other platform and there's a way to rate and give comments on the other platform, please go ahead and do it. But as far as I know, that's not possible on Spotify, just Apple. So anyway, we'll leave it at that. Hope you all are well. And just like Brian Pun did, I encourage comments, requests, your own opinions on any of the things discussed today or anything else you'd love to hear addressed on the podcast in future episodes. So keep in touch, keep listening, and until next time. All right. Peace. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Waffles That Stick Together.
I hate it when the waffles stick together.
Sticking together is what good waffles do.
Hey, you. Yes, you. I just wanted to say thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode and would like to hear more, hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're currently listening on. That way you can obviously get notified as soon as new episodes arrive. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star rating and consider writing a brief review. It just takes a second, and it really helps in order to get this podcast ranking higher so that more people can discover it. And the better this podcast is doing, the more prominent guests we can get on the show, and also the more time I can devote to it, which means more episodes and better episodes. And speaking of better episodes, what would you like to see more of on the show? Are there specific topics you'd love to see covered? Do you have thoughts of your own on the subjects discussed today? I'd love to hear from you. Just shoot an email to podcast@introversion.com, or you can reach out to me on social media. I'm Jay Caslow on pretty much every platform, Twitter, Instagram, and the rest. And last but not least, if you've been enjoying listening to the podcast and also checking out the daily blog at introversion.com, I invite you to visit patreon.com/introversion, where you can become an official Introversion patron for as little as $3 a month. That's literally 10 cents a day. Anyway, just consider it. Otherwise, just click like, share this podcast with friends and family who you think would enjoy it. Anyway, have a good one. Until next time.